Hey, what's going on, J360 Legion? Welcome to a J360 Mini Bite. I am your host, JM Brady, aka J-Man, aka the guy who runs this production company, aka the guy who's going to go ahead and talk your ear off for at least, like, you know, 10 minutes. So, Captain Marvel came out not too long ago, and depending on who you talk to, whether it's a good or a bad movie, I'm going to go ahead and tell you this, the movie was good. It's not the best Marvel movie I've ever seen. I mean, that title goes to Captain America, the Winter Soldier, and Captain America, Civil War. It goes to a whole different captain entirely. You know, and the thing about it is, it's not because a male lead, it's because I like political thrillers, and they went about their own way with those movies, and it just plays off well. Like, pretty much, like, the delusion of S.H.I.E.L.D., and then you find out that Hydra has been in control of so many things. However, you know, Captain Marvel is more of a cosmic take dealing with the Kree, so you figure if you don't have Hydra messing stuff up, you also have the Kree messing stuff up too. And since the Guardians of the Galaxy are kind of, you know, faded right now, this is the other character that is going to be taking a standpoint against cosmic threats in addition to domestic threats that happen in the MCU. I didn't have a problem with her. You know what I'm saying? Like, she smiled a lot. She had some characterization. I thought, like, Carol Danvers did pretty well. But if you go by publication history, though, Carol Danvers has kind of had, like, the most one of the most traumatic, screwed-up histories in comics ever, if you think about it. But I'm not going to go ahead and delve into that too much, because, after all, this is only a 10-minute show. But I will say this. If you're a fan of Captain Marvel comics, which, you know, which is debatable because that whole thing has a crazy publication history. You know, and as I mentioned, Captain Marvel, I usually think of Shazam, but, you know, I'm not going to open old wounds. But, you see, when you have, like, issues such as, like, the issues that really beleaguered this film, I should say, is, like, when it was a PR stunt where she spoke out against, like, you know, male critics or people that sit there and, you know, are chauvinistic towards female leads. Like, some of them people are probably out there, usually the most defensive ones, I'd say. But you see, the thing about it is that it's film criticism has gone down the pipeline for a while now, and it's like, after a while, you don't know who to believe or who not to believe, so you just do what you got to do. You go see the movie yourself. And as I say this, it's like, to this day, people are still deciding whether Star Wars Episode 8 was a good movie or not. Now, if you tell me about it, like, when I went there to go see it for a while, I thought it was all right visually. But when I went and I thought about the storyline and how it's supposed to build off of or cement what's going on in Episode 7, which was a rehash of different films, it let me down. Something about this just didn't work. Especially with the characterization of Luke. But if you think about this, Star Wars fans have been back and forth about each other for quite some time, ever since they decided not to use the books. Not even as a focal point, they didn't want to use the books, which is crazy to me. And then not to mention the death of Han Solo. But when you look at, like, a movie such as Captain Marvel, everybody's like this. I think there's several YouTubers on, you know, on their social media, and they always talk about how bad the movie is. And some of the time, it's usually because of what Brie Larson did during her publicity stunt. Like I said, she needs a publicist, and I will always say that. But you can't just let that stop you from going to see a movie that's built into the franchise. One way or another, I don't care if they like each other one day or not a good day. It's gotten so bad that people are pissed off at the end point of the Endgame trailer where Thor looked at Captain Marvel. She looked at him, and she wasn't afraid of what, you know, Stormbreaker coming to Thor. And then he looked at her and he said, "I like this one." People are really soiling themselves over that kind of stuff because, you know, "Oh, I don't want them to be shipped," or "I want them to be shipped. Oh, I can't stand this Captain Marvel, so I'm going to be mad at every time she appears. Oh, Captain Marvel single-handedly destroyed the MCU." That is hyperbole, and not only that, it's inconclusive hyperbole, And it's to the point where it's like, you know, if you don't want to see the movie, you don't have to go see the movie. But don't run around asking about what happens in the movie because you just chicken out on seeing it. You need to go see this movie, if that's the case. But it all depends on what you get out of it. You know what I'm saying? And people don't make no sense when it comes to that. Just go see the movie. It's like when Black Panther came out and then you had like the whole black community running around cheering and all this stuff about it, saying like, yeah, this is the second coming. It's like, yo, I get that it's just a movie, but the presence following that movie was incredible. And I mean, when you look at the two, like, honestly, I'm being for real, they were both pretty good, especially for Phase 3 films. Because a lot of things went down in Phase 3. Or is Captain Marvel the start of Phase 4? No. It's Phase 3 film, because after Endgame, that's when Phase 4 starts, right? Well, if I'm wrong, you know what I mean? Just send me something on the J360 hotline, which y'all are open to do. Because, like, in this J360 Productions culture, I'm going to tell y'all this, right? Sure, I might call the shots on a bunch of things, but I will tell you this. At the end of the day, real J360 Legionnaires are the ones that make the final decision for themselves, and they investigate in the movie that is of question, and then they come up with their own conclusion on it. That's what I want y'all to do. If anything, make your own mind up. If you didn't like the movie, cool. But you gotta at least see it. You know what I'm saying? And I know, it can be a real pain to go to the movies. I get it. Like, what, $10 to $15 or then some because, you know, of the package you bought? Not to mention the assigned seating, and the chances are you're probably there by the person that either slept through the movie and doesn't give a damn about snoring, or you're probably with the one loudmouth person that has to say, this isn't right! They are not doing any of this great! See, that's why I go to the movies by myself. I don't take my friends to the movies with me. I will go either with my family or by myself. I mean, I don't know. Like, you know, when I'm dating again and stuff like that, maybe I'll go to the movie with her. But we'll see. But when it comes to, like, me just getting my enjoyment and my feel of the movie, yeah, I'm going by myself. Jeez. Because I can do bad by myself. If I miss a part, that's my own fault, right? You know what I mean? And, like, when I'm sitting there and I'm watching the movies playing out, it's enjoyable to me. Like, I like what they did with Carol Danvers' character. I like what they did with the Skrulls, because the Skrulls were a peaceful race until the Kree started messing with them, so they fought back against each other. I like how the war was loosely touched upon, but I would like to see it further expand out, like in another Guardians of the Galaxy movie or something like that. I would love that. But I also know I'm not afraid of what Captain Marvel will do for the rest of the MCU, because my dudes is Doctor Strange, Black Panther, Spider-Man. You know what I mean? I got other heroes I can look into. I'm not worried about Captain Marvel. I do want to see what the Fantastic Four will be like, because that Disney Fox deal should be closing soon, right? I mean, I've already made announcements where it should be done or everything should be over with. You know, it's just one of them kind of things. Let them do what they got to do. Let nature take its course on that. That's all I got to say. But, like, when I look at Captain Marvel, I'm not expecting them to get everything right. Everybody's expecting everybody's publication history to get right in these films. The only thing I had a problem with was Monica Rambeau's character. Because Monica, while a little girl, you know, she played a big part in the mythos. And you see, she had two parents. I don't know why they keep pushing the strong female black lead to be a single woman all the time, because they're good brothers out here. But that's the story for something I can cover in a J-Man Show episode, because we're getting down close to the wire. But when it comes to movies like this, don't worry about the PR stunts that surround the movie. If you're excited about the movie in general like me, and if it's something based on a property that you sort of know a thing about, because I was never a huge Captain Marvel fan of Marvel Comics, then just go to the movie and just see it for what it's worth and let it play out, because the real movie's coming up in April anyway. And hopefully you'll get a couple more mini bites in between that. But as far as I know, I give Captain Marvel at least 4 out of 5 stars. Yeah, let's start doing rating systems on this show, huh? So outside of all that though, it's getting closer to the end of The Wire, so I want any of you out there that got things to tell me, you know, email me at j360productions@outlook.com, or, you know, call me up on the J360 hotline. As of right now, that's it. This is Jay signing off. Take it easy.